came about when staff were at lunchtime, at a lunch break, and we were talking about the diversity of people in Harrow, and there's such an amazing diversity amongst the community, especially amongst our women. And we were chatting about, you know, why do these people come to Harrow? How do these people come to Harrow, the women in particular, I guess? And that's how it culminated from that idea. And
now, was this a liquid lunch at all? Was it like late in the week? And I know what we should do. That's what happened. If it had been blokes, that's what it would have been.
That's right. No, of course, that wouldn't happen at the Harrow Bush Nursing Centre, Simon.
No,
it was over a cup of tea, of course.
Oh,
but
nice.
No, it was just such a fantastic idea. And, of course, these ideas always start, I think, over, you know, sort of brainstorming sessions. And initially it was a community health initiative, and it still is a community health initiative. When you talk about community health, you're talking about, you know, in a holistic way. And we really wanted to engage the people, the women in particular. So we coincide it with International Day of Rural Women.
Okay. And by the way, were you surprised at the pathways that led people to Harrow? Oh, I never would have thought that's where she came from. Or...
Exactly. And that's just the brilliance of it, isn't it? Because we all then, through participating and being involved with Pathways to Harrow, we all get just such a greater understanding of what brings people here. And we are able to connect with our participants on a greater level and, relate to them in this way and in that way. And I'm just so proud of the women that take part in this event because they speak from the heart. Many of them are not public speakers. They are authentic and transparent, and I think that's why it's so easy to connect with them when they do get up and speak.
How were the women, the five women from last year, selected? Did they volunteer? Were they volunteered?
Yes, and that's another great facet of Pathways to Harrow is that it is a voluntary exercise, and we're very pleased to hear actually yesterday that Wimmera volunteers we've been nominated for a volunteering award, so for Pathways to Harrow, because it is countless hours of volunteering yourself if you do participate in Pathways to Harrow, between the editor and the photographer and going back and forth to get the story right and get it right in print, and then of course deliver your 20-minute speech on the day. So
now that possibly would have put people off more than anything. Would it? So it's one thing to write and do it with the researcher, but to actually stand up and talk is not most people's favourite thing.
Absolutely, and what a great challenge for these women to be able to do that, you know. And there were a lot of nerves that had to be overcome, and to be able to give these women a platform to stand up, to have a voice, to tell their story, to overcome these nerves, it's a great morale booster. It's very confidence building. So we're very proud of them all.
No, it sounds fantastic. In fact, it's such a good idea. I wonder, has anyone else copied it yet?
Well, you know, I think that on the day last year it was a sold out event, and there were many comments of people saying, oh, you know, my town could do that, and Pathways to blah 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 and whatnot. And of course that's great if other communities want to take the concept and do that. We think it's such an amazing program for as many women as possible, and men if someone wanted to do that to take part.
I should say so. Don't leave the men out. Don't leave the blokes out.
Well, the men, of course, are all, you know, we're encouraging all men to come along, and especially the spouses, the husbands and partners of the women, you know, come along, or sons, relatives, male relatives, but come along and celebrate these women's journeys.
It'd also be fascinating to find out if the men's stories, if they read the women's stories, went, hang on, that's not how we came to Harrow. You've made this up.
Exactly. Well, you never know. Well, they haven't got a platform as yet in Pathways to Harrow, but we'll see.
We'll give them a chance. I'll be down there now. Is this going to be an ongoing thing, Anita, or is there a length of time for the project?
Right. Well, it is a 5-year project. So, in effect, at the end of 5 years, we will produce a hard copy book, which will be published with the 25 journeys all up in there. At the moment, every year, we are producing a booklet with the 5 journeys in it. So, at the moment, it is a 5-year project.
Okay, well, that'll be fascinating to see. And as you say, great to have that record at the end of it too, hard copy.
Yeah, absolutely, living history.
Now, when and where is it all happening, the big event?
Okay, so it is at the Harrow Bush Nursing Centre on Tuesday the 15th of October. That is the Chicken and Champagne Luncheon, which is the book launch. We are taking bookings now. Last year was a sellout, So,
in early.
Yeah, get in early, and we'd love to see you there. Tickets are $20, and that includes the chicken and champagne luncheon, and the booklet can be purchased separately.
Fantastic. And I imagine people can check you out on Facebook or some such thing, can
yes,
they?
Harrow Bush Nursing Centre has a Facebook, so friend us and find out all about it. Otherwise, you can call the Bush Nursing Centre direct and speak to us for any further information.
Sounds a great plan. And it'll be fascinating to see, especially at the end of the project, when we've got them all together, it'll be amazing to compare.
Yes, absolutely, and such diversity in the journeys. And we deliberately try and have diversity in the five women. We make sure that, you know, they're not from one particular demographic. And in particular, we choose hopefully can every year choose a member from our community who is a culturally and linguistically, I have to get that right, diverse background. So
great variety there. I mean, did you have many to choose from?
Well, East Harrow, it's very plentiful over here, didn't you know? But no, we're not going to run out. We have been questioned whether we are going to run out of participants, but that's not going to happen.
I meant for the original idea when it first came up. So I can imagine two scenarios. One where people would have gone, oh, yes, well, maybe if she does it, I'll do it. And so you could either have had, you know, 15 people applying for the first lot or two.
Yeah, well, obviously last year it was a bit of an unknown. This year what we did is we put an invitation out to the community for nominations or for somebody to, you know, put their hand up. And then after that process, the committee got about trying to select people in the community that would fit the complement, the whole idea of Pathways to Harrow. Right. And those people were subsequently invited.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic idea. Best of luck with it.
Thank you.
And maybe I can get down for the chicken and champagne lunch. That sounds nice.
Please do.